WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? You're cruising along, everything's good, and then bam. Out of nowhere comes this unexpected challenge. It could be anything, a big deadline at work, a personal setback, or even just one of those days where nothing seems to go right. But here's the thing. Life isn't always sunshine and roses. There are going to be bumps in the road, periods of uncertainty, and times when it feels like everything is falling apart. But guess what? How we handle those tough moments is what truly defines us. It's about building resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from adversity stronger than before. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Because let's face it, a little bit of stoicism can go a long way in navigating the chaos and building an unshakable sense of self. Now, resilience isn't about being tough or pretending everything is okay when it's not. It's about acknowledging the suck, learning from the experience, and finding ways to adapt and grow. Think of it like this. Adversity is like a sculptor chipping away at marble. Sure, it can be painful in the moment, but eventually it reveals the beauty and strength that was always there. So, how do we cultivate this inner resilience? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, practice self-awareness. Ever felt overwhelmed by a situation? Stop for a second and take stock of your thoughts and emotions. What's triggering you? What are your coping mechanisms? Understanding yourself is the first step towards managing those tough moments effectively. Second, reframe your perspective. This is a big one. When facing adversity, it's easy to get caught up in the negative spiral. But try shifting your mindset. Instead of seeing a setback as a failure, view it as an opportunity for growth. Every challenge presents a chance to learn something new and emerge stronger on the other side. Third, focus on what you can control. Listen, there are things in life we simply can't control, like traffic jams or unexpected weather. But what we can control is our response to those situations. Channel your energy into taking action where it matters. Fourth, build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, offer encouragement, and provide a listening ear. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you're not in this fight by yourself. And finally, cultivate gratitude. It might sound cliche, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can make a world of difference. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, it shifts your entire perspective and helps you navigate tough times with more grace and resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work and bam, your laptop crashes right in the middle of your key points. Panic sets in, your heart starts racing, and you feel like crawling under your desk. Now, what happens next? Do you crumble? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and calmly improvise? You might even joke about it. Turning this stressful moment into an opportunity to connect with your audience. See, resilience isn't about avoiding hardship, it's about embracing those moments as opportunities for growth and learning. It's about showing up even when things are tough, adapting to the unexpected, and coming out stronger on the other side. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. You have the strength within you to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. So embrace the challenges, learn from the setbacks, and keep building that resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to build your resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Stoic State of Mind. Until then, stay strong and keep striving for that unshakable sense of self. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.